All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. June 20th, 2025. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. I hope it's great wherever you were at. Bit of a cool front came through last night. Quite dramatic yesterday with the thunder and the lightning and the ominous clouds, and it was crazy, man. One of them epic thunderstorms, you know, that kick off the summer, and it happened yesterday. It was pretty cool. We got a lot of rain, and it was wild, but definitely a cool front pushed through last night, and got up this morning. Beautiful. Just stunning. Just amazing out. Told myself I will not be running or walking this morning. Don't even try it. And, yeah, I just got back from my run-walk. I don't know why I'm sort of have this pre-existing condition to try not to do anything that has, you know, benefits for me and my spirituality and health. It's just always, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that. It's sick. I wonder what life would be like if I woke up every morning just taking on the day and didn't have to think it through or work it out. It'd be awesome, I guess, or I'd be exhausted. I don't know, but definitely told myself I would not be exercising this morning, and luckily after a coffee and a little time and chatting with my kids, I'm like, I'm going for a run. So I did that, walked some, a little tired this morning. I think maybe I'm just tired. You know, I paddled on Wednesday. I've been trying to exercise in the morning, every morning, feeling the results. I definitely feel better. You know, it's all good. That's the other thing. You know, I start feeling better, and the urgency has left me, and now it's just something, you know, before it was something I had to do, right? Now it's something I get to do, and sometimes that is not as urgent, but yeah, so that's it. And it's Friday, man. What a great day. I'm excited. It's a beautiful day. Got a busy day at work. Beautiful morning. Kids are here. My house is full. Feels awesome. You know, my boys are... My oldest son's vacuuming this morning. Sam's doing his laundry. It's just, you know, you know, in the end, it's really, you know, the whole reason why I got sober.
I wanna live life, never be cruel. And I wanna live life and be good to you. And I wanna fly, but never come down. Have friends around. We never change.
Coldplay, We Never Change. What a great song. But yeah, Beautiful day, grateful. Just thought I'd try to come upstairs, see if I can sit down to a podcast. It is Friday, wrapping up the week. It's been a great week. Been able to do some podcasts, enjoying that. Might as well try to cap it with the last one for the week. First thing I wanted to say is my buddy called me yesterday. I shared in the podcast yesterday that I'd sort of lost hope. I thought maybe it was over. I had suggested he go to a meeting, the meeting that I go to on Wednesday that a bunch of the guys that I sponsor go to. Because not that it's some sort of power trip, I want him to get sort of mixed in with these other guys that I, you know, am sponsoring. It takes a village. So, you know, meet these guys. He knows some of them. The one guy I sponsor, he's like, you know, I remember when I first came to the meetings and, you know, everyone was laughing and shaking hands and, you know, immediately we don't feel part of. I've been there. I think we've all been there for anybody that's come into recovery. There's always a vibe with the group, you know, and then when we come in, we're like, geez, look at these people. They're really enjoying themselves. It'd be nice if I could be part of that. And, you know, I think for me, one of my responsibilities is when somebody is like that comes in that's new, you know, try to get them involved, you know, shake their hand, welcome into the group, introduce them to all the friends, right? All the people that we're doing this with. And if a person's serious about getting sober, that group that we're introducing to them to will take them in, you know, like another kid. Come on in, part of the family. If we do not choose to go that route and choose to skirt the herd and be on the outside and be their last one there and first one to leave, you know, it's hard to get, you know, brought into the group. And so my buddy Matt was saying, he's like, I remember when I first came in, I thought I'd love to be, you know, part of this group of people, but it's going to take forever. And lucky for me, right? Lucky for him. I'm not going to beat my own drum, but, you know, I said, what's up, man? And just introduced him to everybody, and he is now a huge part of that group. Same with my other guy, sponsor Mike. You know, they're a big part of the group. And, you know, people are like, you know, those guys are doing great. You know, people root for them. You know, but you have to, you know, be willing. And, you know, those two guys, you know, I've shared before, I've had some situations pop up with that home group, you know, that business meeting and, which I can't stand, right? And it's nothing about those people. I just don't like a business meeting. I feel like it's everything we work on in recovery comes out on those meetings. I just think they're gross, but that's just me. But I told those guys, if it wasn't for me sponsoring you, if it wasn't for you guys being as far into this group now as you are, you know, I probably would have quit that home group, right? But how can I do that and be a good example to these guys? But I do share, you know, that it definitely comes up. I am not perfect. I am nothing more. We are all the same. We all have the same amount of time. We all have today, and that's what's important. So the point is that guy called me, and he's like, I got confused with the meeting. I went to a different meeting. I went to Dry Dock, and I was like, yeah, no problem, man. It's all good. You know, he's like, I want to make sure I call every day. And so he's into it. And, you know, we'll get through it. It wasn't a big deal. I just need to lighten up a little. I just have seen so many people that have come into this program trying or acting like they want to get sober and just disappear. And it's heartbreaking. And then I'll run into them a year later or 2 years later, and they're just, you know, a shell of themselves. And I'm like, you could have avoided all this, right? You could have avoided all this and just come in and, you know, let us help you. But it didn't happen. So he did call. He is, he's back. I'm excited. I'll probably talk to him today. I'm really rooting for him. I know what it's like to be a young dad. And I don't mean young. I mean, you know, 30s, 40s, right? I think his son is in his 10s and 12-year-old, whatever that, you know, preteen. But, you know, we don't want to be a disappointment to our children. I'm sober, and I don't want to be a disappointment to my children sober. I can't imagine what it would be like if I was drinking and drugging and my kids were looking at me. That would be terrible. So, you know, I feel for the guy. So I'm glad he called. I'm happy about that. That was awesome. But, you know, another thing, I need to just lighten up a little. You know, shit happens, but I think we're going to get through it. The other thing I was thinking about is, That question, you know, the topic, what is my favorite step? I think I chose the third step. And then I was thinking about it today, and I agree with myself, right? The third step, really, everything, if you know, I sponsor these guys, and we just are on the first three steps. I'm not even worried about the fourth step. We just keep worrying about the third step. The last time we had a meeting, that we, you know, my question to them was, "How have you seen the third step working in your life?" Right, and we make better choices, right, and it reflects in our actions, and it's huge. You know, I don't know why we skirt past it so fast. But every single step in the 12 steps of AA is based really on the third step. Right? You know, we admit we're powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. We have the choice to not admit that. Right? Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Right? Came, that means we're trying. We're putting effort. Right? We're turning our will and our lives over to the care of a God of our understanding, which to me is just, you know, and it's like any relationship. You know, I have friends, my wife, you know, my buddy Ben, you know, my kids, right? Every relationship that I have in my life, you know, it starts off and then it just grows. Right. And if it's a relationship that I like, I do things that, hopefully preserve that relationship. If it's relationships I don't like, I probably do things that aren't going to preserve that relationship. So, you know, it's really the third step in a nutshell. Right. But the relationship that I'm building is with my higher power. Right. It's with God. It doesn't say that. It says a God of my understanding, which means, right, for me, you know, how I understand God today, or at least the day that I walked in, compared to how I understand God as of today, are so different, right? But if the step is really, it's pretty amazing. It just says, listen, if you're going to make better choices, right, it's going to reflect in your life, and it's probably going to reflect in the relationship that you're going to build with a higher power. I didn't realize all that, right? But it's all about choices. And everything after that, really, and even the first and second step, you know, there are options. You know, I can choose to not do this. I can choose, which I have done many times. Right? But finally, when I said, that nurse asked me at that hospital, do you think you have a drinking problem? You know, and I said, yes. I don't know how come I said it. I was drunk. But, you know, I would love to say, oh, I just had enough and I was tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I've shared before, you know, the reality was that I just didn't want to go to work the next day with stitches. I was embarrassed and ashamed. And it was an easier route for me to say, yes, I think I have a problem. Can I hide here in the hospital for 5 days? And that's what I did. But whatever, right? The cool thing is that, you know, 2 days into that, AA came up and found me, surrounded me, brought me in, so that when I did sober up, right, and I did, you know, the shame and embarrassment did fade away, that I just didn't drift away, right? They had gotten me. And luckily, I'd signed up for that outpatient program that sort of scooped me up as well. And sort of was there, and like my buddy Matt said, loved me until I learned to love myself. And, you know, that's all just fear, but, you know, that's for a different day. But it's that, you know, that's a third step. That was part of a third step. You know, in the end, in the long haul, that's a big part of the third step, right? Because there was choices. And if she had said, do you think you have a problem? And I said, no. And do you want help? And I said, no, I may not be here. I wouldn't be here today, which is fucking nuts. One word, no, and my whole life would be on a different path today. You know, I live in a beautiful house, 3 freaking wonderful kids, my wife, business, you know, I mean, all of the freaking things that I have, all because I said yes. Pretty amazing. But so, you know, once again, what's my favorite step? I'm going to have to go with the third step. Right. I think that that step continues even in recovery, even in perfect recovery, even in times where you were really beating that book and, you know, making tons of meetings. You can't make great choices 24 hours a day. You know, there's still opportunities to say things and behave in certain ways that we probably could still regret, you know, with tons of time. You know, and just the choice to clean it up is a third step. You know, to turn our will, our thinking, and our lives, action over to the care of a God of our understanding means from this point on, we're going to try to make better choices. You know, when we make bad choices and, you know, like that, you know, when it, like I said, you know, it's all fear-based, you know, back in the day, making the bad choices, you know, and even deciding to even say yes because I didn't want to go to work with stitches, the fear, right? The fear that my coworkers would look at me and laugh at me, you know, all fear, right? And when I live like that, I don't have any room for God. Fear is a big devil, big self, bondage of self, you know, bondage of fear. The bondage of fear of what people are going to think or say. The bondage of, you know, what I'm going to do. The fear. It's all fear. Bondage. Tied up. I'm not free. So, you know, when we start a God of my understanding, the God of my understanding was just some God that I tried to, you know, become friends with so I could get stuff. And it's been, you know, 18 years where I've started to understand a God of my understanding. Right? So this third step, it's life. It's forever. You know, I shared in the podcast yesterday, this is a story. This was a story that was changed into steps and numbered. But this is all one big story, one big solid story. There isn't like, you know, we do the first step and we do the second step, right? And we do the third step and we do the fourth. This is a continuous story. This is the journey. And without one step in this journey, the journey doesn't exist. But the journey's the journey, and it's like my story. You know, I came into this program, that lady asked me, and I said, yes, that isn't the end of that. I mean, here I am talking about it, realizing today what an important role that was in my path to recovery. But, you know, it's a part of the journey. It's not in the past. It's always be here. And, you know, so to do the first three steps and then move on to the fourth step, you know, I can't forget that this first, second, third steps never end. They're never ending. Because time will show up where we're weak. It happens all the time, you know. It happens all of the freaking time. And, you know, to fix it is another part of a third step. So, you know, I just thought that was, I didn't really think about, sometimes I'll ask questions in this podcast that I end up thinking about that I hadn't really thought about that well. And that's one of them. It's continuous, and I'm grateful for that. Let's see. I don't have a lot else going on. I'm going to see if I can read the daily reflection. And then I'm going to go to work today, which I'm excited about. It is beautiful out. I hope it's great wherever you're at. It's so lucky today. All right, daily reflection. How much time do we have? Time. Oh. Uh-oh. All right. Got a lot of time. Oh, interesting. All right, June 20th. The release from fear. The problem of resolving fear has two aspects. We shall have to try for all of the freedom from fear that is possible for us to attain. Then we shall need to find both the courage and grace to deal with constructively with whatever fears remain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's sort of what I just said. It's all fear, right? And, you know, this third step are really choices to prevent fear, right? To build that relationship with God. But they, you know, it's every day is a new challenge. You know, so to then we shall need to find both the courage and the grace to deal with constructively with whatever fear remains. And that's, you know, for me, I guess the little things I created on a daily basis. But yeah, as Bill sees it, page 61, most of my decisions were based on fear. Alcohol made life easier to face, but the time came when alcohol was no longer an alternative to fear. One of the greatest gifts in AA for me has been the courage to take action. When I can do with God's help, after 5 years of sobriety, I had to deal with a heavy dose of fear. God put the people in my life to help me do that, and through my working the 12 steps, I am becoming the whole person I wish to be, and for that, I am deeply grateful. Yeah, isn't that funny that that this is all about fear? I had no freaking idea. I didn't have no desire to have an idea. I didn't care. But when someone said that this is all about fear, I was like, what are they talking about? Because I look at my whole drinking and drugging was a lot about fun. But in the end, it is all about fear. You know, my buddy Danny, you know, asking me, you want to try drinking? And I remember thinking, I do if you're going to like me more, right? I don't want to say no and you'd not like me because, you know, my buddy Danny was the coolest dude to walk the planet at the time. And he said, you want to try drinking? And I was like, yes, sir. Because in my mind, I'm thinking maybe he will like me more. And so I was afraid of him not liking me. And so, yeah, it started with fear. And fear itself, you can't have two spirits in the same place at the same time, right? You can't have fear and humility. Fear is the devil. Humility is God. They don't exist in the same place. You know, over time, working these steps, I've realized it's all about fear. You know, the bondage of self, fear. And that's pretty cool. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great day. It's a little shorter of a podcast today, but, you know, that's what it is. I hope everyone enjoys the weekend, and we'll catch you later. Bye-bye. We never changed, we so I want to live in a world and a house. But making more friends would be easy. Sun comes out.